All right. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Anchor, everybody. Once again, it's time for your, my, their, whoever's favorite podcast. Once again, it's time for Bar. You know the podcast, and we take some of your favorite hip-hop songs, break down each bar, give each reason why we like the song, and, you know, just spit it for the average hip-hop listener. Today's a very special day. I got my homeboy Rob with me. He's on he's gonna help me out with this version of the song. Also, let me say this. I want to apologize for just slight delay. It's been a couple of days since I did the last one. I try to have them out on a weekly basis. So it's been a slight delay. So please bear with me. I got other things coming up. I got other ideas I want to put on wax in the airwaves. So just bear with your boy. We still gonna be getting it. And once again, holler at your boy at Instagram @iMcFly85, Twitter @iMcFly85, on Facebook is Mikey McFly. Get at me. Leave your comments. I'm definitely gonna need them. You know what I'm saying? I got some stuff coming up. Me and my boy Rod got some stuff coming up, and we gonna be getting into the thick of things pretty soon. Today's episode, I'm gonna say it's about struggle. Adversity. Coming from nothing and just remembering your past and where you come from, and remembering the hard days. We're going to be getting into a deeper song. We're going to be getting into this song by Ghostface Killah and Mary J. Blige. All That I Got Is You. I believe it's off the Iron Man album. I have to do my fact checking on that. But we're going to be doing this song because this is a very, very... It gets right into the thick of things when my man Ghostface starts reflecting on his past. Reflecting on his childhood, his youth, and all that he had to overcome as a child, the things that he's remembering that he had to go through before he was Ghostface Killah. Just that struggle in general, being young, just lower income living, and just inner city living, just going through that, and the trials and tribulations going through that. This song by Ghostface was deep to me. I always loved this song when I heard it. Maybe J. Blige does an excellent performance on this song. I remember the video was Ghostface in the street with a piano. I know good and doggone well Ghostface don't know how to play no piano, but he's in the middle of the street with a piano. And
I never saw that
video. He was just laying it all out on the line. This verse was very deep to me. So
that song was big when it came out.
Yes.
You said it was the Iron Man?
I want to say Iron Man album. I'm trying to think, when was this? Was this, I want to say around 96?
Okay.
96, 97? You got the time, fact check me on that, man.
Fact check me on that.
Nah. To get into that, Tony Stark, that shows the parallel between comics and hip hop. Tony Stark is Iron Man's real name, and that, I guess, that alias is what Ghostface Killah also used in his rap style. As Ghostface Killah was Tony Stark, he was the Iron Man. And it plays off of having the iron inside of your hip, you know what I'm saying, having your gun. It plays off of that, too. All of that. But that just shows the parallel between hip-hop and comic book. One of the many parallels between hip-hop and comic book. So, we're trying to figure out what year exactly this song came out.
Okay, I remember I was a young guy. This was the Iron Man album, and that album did drop in 96,
okay.
October 1996
is when his Iron Man album dropped. So I guess the next thing we all will be listening to is my rendition of the verse by Ghostface Killah on All That I Got Is You, featuring Mary J. Blige. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bar for Bar. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Who would have thought I'd have a baby girl and three sons? But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe why my old earth has so many seeds. But she's her own woman, and due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits because we was poor. Grab the pliers for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winners. Snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brothers still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I ain't know nothing but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it. 15 of us in the 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there. 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John. Johnny peed the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. Some shared the same spoon watching Saturday cartoons. Sugar water was our thing. Every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And there was days I had to go to Tex house with a note. Stating, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand the knock at their door. My friends might be laughing. I spent stamps in stores. Mommy, where's the toilet paper? Used the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch. She's the neighbor. Things was deep. My whole youth was sharpening cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy. It killed me. But I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips to wipe the cold out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had her running back to face to face. I caught a case housing, tried to kick us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky. And that's myself, was I meant to be here? Why? Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ghostface Killah's verse on his song featuring Mary J. Blige, All That I Got Is You. This is Bar for Bar. Let's go. All right, breakdown. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the breakdown of this beautiful picture my man Ghostface Killah and Mary J. Blige just laid out for us. Now, first of all, I'm sorry. Let me get a quick apology. My man Rod had to step out for a minute. He had to take care of some business. So I'm going to be doing this part of the breakdown by myself. I know we had a guest in the beginning, but Rod had to take care of some business. Shout out to the homie Rod. Make sure you all go check out his podcast, Political Rap. He got that coming up. He's going to be dealing with political artists and political rap and their political lyrics, talking about how that's dealing with issues of today. So make sure you check out my man Rod's podcast, Political Rap, coming out soon. But we're going to deep dive into this breakdown by Ghostface Killah, Mary J. Blige. See, first off, he starts off dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. So right now, he's already in a reflective state. He's already reminiscing of what's going on and how his childhood used to be. Who would have thought I have a baby girl and 3 sons? So going back to that reflecting, he remembers from being a child, from his times from being a child to where he is now. He has a daughter and 3 sons of his own now. He's grown. He's come full circle. He said, I'm going through this difficult stage. I find it hard to believe why my old earth had so many seeds. Now, what he's saying is he's reflecting. He's thinking back to when he was a child, how he has children of his own now. And with him looking at his children of his own, he thinks back, like, how come my mom have so many children? Now, he says old earth. Now, Ghostface Killah is a member of the 5% Nation, and that is an offspring of the Nation of Islam. Now, in the 5% Nation, we have gods, goddesses, we have gods, we have the moons, we have the earths, and we have the stars. And the gods are the men, the earths are our women. They refer to the earth, to earths as the women. Because the gods mate with the earths to plant their seeds, who are the children. So we have the gods, the earths, and the seeds. It could be the sun, moon, and stars, however you want to interpret it. But this is going off of 5%, 5%, what's the word I'm looking for? He's going off of terminology, I'm sorry. This is 5% terminology. So he's saying, I'm going through this difficult stage. I find it hard to believe why my old earth has so many seeds. But she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. He's saying, I don't know how my mom's had so many doggone children, but she's her own woman. She has her own story. She's lived through her own trials and tribulations. So, and she had me. So I can't judge her or put past judgment on her because she had me. Due to her, I am here. So due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what is really worth and took a step back, once again reflecting, looking at his life, looking at his childhood, his children, so it comes full circle. He saw life for what is really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits because we was poor. Now you're saying the family is not family anymore. Some family turn their backs on you. Some family would just would shun you away. They ate eggs after school and grits because they was poor. They didn't have the accessibility to the proper nutritional things, so they had to eat what they had. And so if all they had was grits and eggs from that morning, that's what they're eating when they get home from school. He said, grab the pliers for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. I remember these days, like it won't nothing. If you're within my age range, I'm talking about early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, you all should remember the box TVs that with the knobs, and if the knob broke, you had to get a pair of pliers to change the channel or put a metal hanger on top for the antenna to get better reception on the TV. Those are the old days, the good old days, man. He said, grab the pliers for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. So they had hand-me-downs. If one cousin or one brother wore these pants one day, then they would bring it on down to the next day. The little brother, little sister would wear the pants. So they had hand-me-down pants. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winters, snotty nose with no coats. So even though we had these hand-me-downs, we had these lower items of clothing. We survived the winters. We were snotty nosed with no coats. You know what I'm saying? Back in the harsh winters of New York, back in the late 70s, early 80s, the harsh winters of New York, they didn't have any coats. It was snotty nosed, but this is all that they could have, all that they could afford. Like you said, we survived winters, snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had Joe's. You know, it's all you had. But the older guys, older brothers, they're still going to crack jokes. They're still going, you know what I'm saying, talk shit. They're still going to pop shit to you. Either way, regardless. He said, sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed his shit. And so what he's saying is, at 6 years old, that's when his father left. That's his last memories of his father being at home with him. He said he doesn't recall what went down between his mother and his father. He just know that his mother neatly put his stuff. All he can remember, his mother neatly put his father's stuff together, and I guess put him on his way, sent it outside. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough. She just went down. So what he's saying is after his mother after his mother and his father had their disagreement and his father left, that's when that goes into the psychiatric breakdown. The breakdown with his mother, and she couldn't, to his explanation, she couldn't actually withhold the family with her own, on her own. So she broke down. She cried. She had a breakdown. So his grandmother was the one to be that would take care of the rest of the family. It goes, check it. 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there. So he's saying it was 15 of them, 15 of his family in a 3-bedroom apartment. Now, and you can imagine if this house is overcrowded, if this area is overcrowded, there's going to be an infestation of things. This is in the projects. These are the old projects of New York, Staten Island. This is in the early 80s, late 70s. So, they had roaches. Cousins and aunts was there. Roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there. 4 in the bed. 2 at the foot. 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny, P, the bed. Sleeping with your cousins. 3-bedroom apartment. 4 in the bed. You got 2 at the head of the bed. 2 at the floor. 2 at the foot of the bed. So, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. He didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny, Pete, the bed. So, you know, growing up, everybody has that one cousin that still pees in the bed. That was his cousin, John, John. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. So, 7 o'clock, getting ready for school. They're, getting ready for their early morning cartoons, getting ready for school. He remembers plucking roaches, having roaches inside the cereal box when you were poor. The cereal into the bowl and you would have little roaches inside that's disgusting, but please believe I remember these memories. Myself, personally, I remember things like this. He said some shared the same spoon watching Saturday cartoons. So they would share the same spoons watching cartoons with each other in the morning because things were so tight. Sugar water was a thing. every meal was no frills. So like you ain't got Kool-Aid, you got sugar, put the sugar in the water, sugar water. I remember those days. Every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. I remember that vividly as a kid myself, coming up in Buffalo, New York. As a kid, free lunch during the summer times. My cousin Rock, shout out to my cousin Rocky. My cousin Rock would take me down to the nearby school down the block on I guess weekday mornings in the summer. We would go down there and get free lunch, little ham and cheese, little cold cut sandwiches, a juice, some milk, and a little cookie, something like that, for the free lunch for the low income children, low income housing areas. I remember those days vividly. And there was days I had to go to Tech House with a note. Stating, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So he was saying his mother would give him a note sometimes to go to the next door neighbor to ask them could they borrow some food because she didn't have anything. And he was saying that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing to do that. And he goes on to say, so embarrassing, I couldn't stand to knock at their door with that note. My friends might be laughing. I spent stamps in stores. Now, I remember that vividly. If you're in the same age bracket, the same age range, you all remember actual food stamps. Not the EBT card, but the actual food stamps with your picture on it. We're letting you know certain things you can actually get from the store. And you had to spend those actual stamps, food stamps. He says, Mommy, where's the toilet paper? Use the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch. She's the neighbor. So he's saying during those times, yeah, Mommy, I need toilet paper. They didn't have toilet paper. She would tell them, use the newspaper. You can use that to wipe your behind. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch. She's the neighbor. The neighbor would bless them sometimes. It was some of their hand-me-downs. They had a couch. They would get rid of a couch. They would give it to them, and that would be their furniture. All these memories my man Ghostface had that he put into this song. Things was deep. My whole youth was sharpening cleats. He said, my whole childhood was sharp. My whole childhood was just pinpoint. I just had to make sure I knew my surroundings. I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on inside me, around my environment, with my brothers and sisters. I knew these things were going on. I didn't understand it, but I knew these things were going on. So things were deep. My whole youth was sharpening cleats. He had two brothers with muscular dystrophy. Killed me. So he had, as far as he's going on with these struggles, with these trials and tribulations, he still had two brothers with muscular dystrophy. So he had to take care of them as well. He also goes on to say, but I remember this. Moms will lick her fingertips to wipe the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Another memory. So like he said, his moms broke down. She wasn't able to take care of the whole family at that time. But he has fond memories of his mother doing still, looking out, doing things that he remembers vividly. He remembers her licking her thumb, you know what I'm saying, getting the coal out of his eye. One of those old ghetto struggles. School with a spit. Face to face. I'm sorry, get it good. Tore the coal out my eye before school with a spit. The caseworker had a running back to face. He caught a case howl and tried to kick him out of his place. So, you know, back, you know, not even saying back in those days, they were living in the projects. Ghostface was growing up as a man doing things in the streets. He caught a case. He catch a case and living in the housing project. They're going to kick you out. So he's saying he caught a case. Housing tried to kick him out of his place. He says, sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why? That's how he closes off that verse. So all this reflecting, all these memories, all this hurt, this pain that my man Ghostface Killah went through as a child, he put and he laid down in bars, in lyrics. He put his childhood in lyrics and put it on wax and put it into this song. This is a beautiful song. This verse definitely displays the struggle of hip-hop, the struggle of lower-income living. And like I said, this is where hip-hop comes from. Hip-hop comes from lower-income living, from the blacks and Puerto Ricans, the black and brown people of the Bronx, New York. This is the birth of hip-hop. This is where it comes from. And so Ghostface goes into depth in this song, All That I Got Is You, featuring Mary J. Blige. And it also has a little takeaway part from a Papa Wu. If you all aren't familiar with Papa Wu, he's one of the, not actual rapper, he's a Wu-Tang member in the whole, you know, Wu-Tang, the syndicate of Wu-Tang is just huge. It's an abundant amount, it's hundreds of amount of people that are in Wu-Tang. But Papa Wu was one of the, I guess, the elders of the Wu-Tang movement. But he goes on to say things at the end of this song, just trying to sum it up and reflect. I suggest everybody go take your time and just go back and listen to this song. Reflect, like I said, if you're in my age range, listen to the song, reflect, remember those good old days, remember those trials and tribulations, those struggles we had to go through as children, not knowing we were going through them, and we'll understand once we get older. Just take the time and listen to and reflect and reminisce on those days, man. Ghostface did, and this song was so impactful to me as a child, because some of those things in the song I was going through at that time as a child, and I related to that. So I'm like, hey, I was going through the same thing. And that's why that song touched me so much. Ghostface laid it down in this song. Like I said, it's on the Iron Man album. I believe that came out in 1996, on the Ghostface many solo albums from the Wu-Tang Clan. This song was incredible. I love this song. All That I Got Is You by Ghostface Killah and Mary J. Blige. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to conclude this episode of Bar for Bar, the Ghostface Killah Mary J. Blige edition, All That I Got Is You. And if you have any comments, let me know. Get at me. I'm on Instagram, iMcFly85. I'm on Twitter, iMcFly85. I'm on Facebook, Mikey McFly. Get at me. Leave a comment. Let me know what's going on. I appreciate you listening. Please stay tuned. I apologize for the hiatus. I got more episodes coming up. We're going to keep cranking them out at a more consistent basis. I have some things coming up. Just stay tuned. Let me ask you a question real quick. Who do you think is the better lyricist, Eminem or Big Pun? Now, I need you all to sit back and debate on that for a little bit, because I think the next episode is going to be a two-part episode, and we're going to actually get into that. I'm going to be doing, a lyricist battle between Big Pun and Eminem. I'm going to be doing a song by Big Pun. I'm going to be doing a song by Eminem, and I'm going to recite those verses, and I'm going to let you all judge, and you all tell me who had the better verse, Eminem or Big Pun. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, please stay tuned. It's your boy, Mikey McFly. This has been another episode of your favorite podcast, Bar for Bar. Get at me. Once again, Instagram, iMcFly85. Twitter, iMcFly85. Facebook, Mikey McFly. I am your host, Mikey McFly, of course. This is Bar for Bar. Let's go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.